Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Church. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our hosts, Apostle Etta Banks and Minister Tabika Garnes, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And as always, this is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. I pray that all is well. I pray that you are preparing yourself or have prepared yourself to have an awesome, awesome weekend, an awesome day in the Lord. Enjoy the bright sunshine. Again, it is a beautiful day. And any day can be a beautiful day when we look at the fact that it is the day that the Lord has made. And because he's made it, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So we will have joy over and over and over again. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and the pastor of New Vision for Life Church, also known as New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. And again, I thank the Lord for the opportunity to serve his people, to serve his people. Now, you know, normally with me, I have my trustworthy co-host, Minister Tabika Garnes. However, she is not feeling well today, and so I do ask you to keep her in prayer. Just keep her in prayer. She's not doing well, and we want her to get her rest, truly want her to get her rest. Also asking you please to keep my family in prayer once again, because I lost my nephew 2 days ago due to a violent crime. Lost him 2 days ago, and he is the second son of my brother that passed away within 1 year. He is the second son. And so, you know, this is very hard on the family, but again, I truly pray that you will keep us in prayer. God is able, he's willing, the Holy Spirit, our comforter, to keep us, you know, under all circumstances. There's nothing too hard for him, and we truly do trust in him to carry us through. So I thank the Lord for that. We're going to go ahead and say good morning to our regular roll call. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my love. Good morning to you. Good morning to Lester and Joyce Richardson. God bless you. Good morning to Joyce in New York. Love you much. Good morning to Prophetess Dorn and Prophetess Kim. God bless you. Love you. Good morning to Lady Donna. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to Deacon Thomas Farr, who has his own radio show, Issues Christian Men Talk. I implore you to please listen to that show on Blog Talk Radio. You won't be disappointed. You really won't be disappointed. And good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and to Rob in Pennsylvania, to Denise in Pennsylvania. Good morning to all of you. Good morning to all of the rest of you that are here on the show, those of you that come on every single week, those of you that this may be your first or your second time. We truly appreciate you. We love you. You are the reason why we get up on Saturday mornings to be with you, to share with you whatever it is that God lays on our heart to share. And also, please, on Heart to Heart, you can reach us via email. You can reach us and tell us what topics you would like for us to discuss. We normally discuss relationships and we with one another, and of course our relationships with God. And these are the most important things we discuss. We do have other guests that come on and share with us books that they have written, programs that they have written, or that they participate in. So we are very interactive and very community-minded on the topics that we talk about. So I pray that you will, you know, let us know what it is you would like to hear, what you would like to hear. So this morning we're going to start out with prayer, which is what we do every morning. And we thank God for the ability and the freedom to pray. We thank God for the ability and the freedom to pray. And it is so important. We don't want to leave him out of anything that we are doing. So be with us as we go into prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I honor you. I praise you. Father, I magnify your holy name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. And Lord God, there is none like you. I thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us, which is love. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are Jehovah Sitkanu, Lord God, our righteousness. Father God, you are our comforter, and I praise your name, Lord God. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Lord God, I thank you because your love for us, your grace and your mercy that you extend to us each and every day. God, I praise your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, because there is not a day that we would want to go through without you, Lord God, being a part of that day. I thank you, Lord God, because you carried us through the night. You woke us up this morning. You gave us the use of our limbs. You let us be in our right minds this morning, Lord God. Father God, the very breath that we take, Lord God, exemplifies your love for us. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we confess any sins that we have done. Lord God, anything that we did that was displeasing to you, anything that does not line up with your word, Father God, Father, we ask for forgiveness for these sins in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you forgive us. And as you are forgiving us, that we would forgive others, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are repenting this morning, Lord God, for the things we did that dishonored you. We repent in the name of Jesus. We turn away from those, Lord God, that were not, Lord God, of you. We turn away from it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift up Minister Tabika, Father. Lord God, I ask you to touch her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Father. Bring healing forth. You said, Lord God, that is by the stripes on your son's back that we are healed, oh God. So I thank you for your healing power now. Let it resonate through this line. Touch her body, Lord God. Everything that's out of line, realign it now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood over her, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over this line, Lord God. For every single person that is in need, oh God, to be restored, Father God, let them be restored according to your plan, Father. And I thank you for this in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for keeping my family during this season, oh God, comforting us, Father, letting us know, Lord God, that you have all matters within your hands. Lord, we trust you. I pray for this to be a time of reuniting the family and not the family being torn apart due to grief, Father God. I ask you to send those that will minister to each individual that's dealing, Lord God, with the issue of a lost loved one, whether it be the cousin, the son, the nephew, the grandson, Lord God, the brother, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father, that you are watching out for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise your holy name because you are awesome in every single thing that you do. You are awesome. Lord, lead and guide our conversation. Excuse me. On this line today, lead and guide us, oh God. May your will be done here on earth and in these earthly vessels as it is done in heaven. Father, we submit ourselves unto you. We come to you, Lord God, as willing vessels, oh God, to be obedient to your word, to be a servant, oh God, into the kingdom, Lord, unto the kingdom of God. Father, we desire to be more like you. Father, teach us your way. Show us your way, Lord God. Father, as we concentrate and meditate on your word, let your word become life to us in the name of Jesus that we have within us, that you implanted in us at the moment of conception. Father God, I thank you that you created us with a plan in mind. May your plan be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. For Father, we are greater than our situations, because you are within us, and greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. Father, I thank you. I honor you. I bless you, Lord God. I bless you. I thank you that you hear our prayers. You hear our cry, O God, in the name of Jesus, and you answered, O God. You answered, and because of that, we can continuously trust in you. Father, we trust you. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God. We give you the glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints of God, I do again thank you for being with me this morning. Again, if you desire to make comments about what we will be discussing, or while we're discussing it, please press 1 on your keypad. Please press 1 on your keypad. And today we are going to be discussing prayer. We're continuing in looking at prayer. And today, again, I want to thank Pastor Fifi for being with us on last week. And I apologize last week. I apologize again this week. Because he came on the show not knowing that I was going to do an impromptu interview. God bless his heart. And so I caught him off guard, but I thank him for the information that he supplied to us. We were in service with him again last night, and I'm telling you, it was absolutely phenomenal. When he is in the flow, when he knows what his assignment is, and he does it, and he does it well. I thank God for the information that was given, the nuggets that we got, the aha moments, the things that the man has taught us, the man of God has taught us. It makes you want to pray. It makes you want to stay in the attitude of prayer. It does something to you. It just does something to you. It does something to you. If there's anyone on this line today that was there last night, could you please press 1 on your keypad? I would appreciate hearing your take on how last night went. If no one is here from last night, fine. But I just want you to know again that it was good. They're establishing a house of prayer at the East Baltimore Deliverance Church on 1001 North Carolina Street in East Baltimore, Maryland. And so on a couple of Fridays a month, we get together there, and we're being mentored. We're being mentored in prayer, but it's the place of getting us in the position to pray constantly, continuously, without fail, And the word says those that hunger and thirst, you know, shall be filled. And I'm telling you, when you sit and listen to the teaching, the training, the scriptures that become life to us as he points out the scripture to us, and when we read those scriptures, we're reading them with a different eye. Our eyes gate and our ear gate is open to see and to hear what thus saith the Lord. And it becomes so powerful, so strong, so compelling, so inviting. And I tell you, it's amazing. It is truly amazing. And I encourage you again to anyone that's here in Baltimore that's on the radio show, because we have people from all over the world that listen in on this show. But if you are here, if you live in Baltimore, again, the address is 1001 North Caroline Street in Baltimore, Maryland. And also for you, I'm going to give you even my number. I'm going to put it out here on the air so that, or maybe my email. I'll give you my email address that you can reach me to find out if we are having a session, because we don't do it every Friday. And my email address is Evangetta, like Evangelist Etta. It's evangetta@msn.com. And you spell that E as in Edward, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, G as in George, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, @msn.com. Evangetta@msn.com. You can reach me on there, and I will be able to let you know if there is a service on a particular Friday. And the pastor of that church is Pastor Quincy Phillips. He is the pastor of that church, an honorable man of God. So I'm excited. I am very, very excited about what is happening there. Now, this morning, like I said, I want to talk to you about the importance of prayer, the importance of prayer. And prayer is important because it is a form of service. It's a form of service. It's a need in the body of Christ. It's a need in each one of our personal lives. It helps us to as we're interceding for others, it puts us in the place of helping somebody else. It helps to repair emotional damage, spiritual damage, physical wounds. It is a system that is used to meet the needs of the kingdom. It is a way for maintaining our spiritual well-being. In Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." That's Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4. So as we are praying, we're not to do this in a selfish manner. We're not to do this. This is about me and mine, us four and no more. Not supposed to be praying like that. We are supposed to be interceding and praying for others, looking out on the behalf of others. We are to be concerned about those things that concern God. We are to be praying, and when we pray, you know, seeking the Father for what is on his heart. As our show says, this is heart to heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Well, we want to know what is on the heart of God as we come before the throne of God, as we go into the courtroom of heaven. God, what is it that you are concerned about? Because of the fact that we have dominion here on earth, there are things that cannot be done even by God unless we actually do it. God lets us know what needs to be done. We must pray. We must activate it. We must do what needs to be done because he gave us dominion here on earth, saints of God. I need you to hear that. He gave us dominion here. And so there's a very important part that we play in the activities of what is going on here on earth. And it would pay for us to know the will of God. Father, what is your will? In Job 42, verse 10, the word says, the Lord restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends, and the Lord increased all that Job had twofold. In other words, with the saying that we have, he gave Job double for his trouble. All that Job had lost, his children, his livestock, his home, everything. He lost everything. And his friends came and sat with him and chatted, talked. Well, why do you think God did this to you? And they talked. There was negative stuff that was coming out of the conversation. And God told Job to pray for his friends. And Job prayed for his friends. And when he prayed for his friends, then God began to restore that which was lost. And therefore, he gave him double for his trouble. He gave him twice as much livestock, twice as much when it came to his home, twice as much when it came, to everything that he's lost. And his children were more beautiful than they were before and in a better position than they were before. So God blessed him as he prayed for his friends. Now you say, and the word also says, you know, praying for our friends can be an easy thing. Normally we like our friends. We love our friends and so forth. But the word says in Matthew 5 and 44, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Saints of God, are you taking this word, the word of God, into consideration? Are you specifically praying for your enemies? Are you praying for that man that or woman that cheated on you? Are you praying for the neighbor that has a terrible attitude and speaks harshly against you and your family? Are you praying for the bully in school that's bothering your children? Are you praying for the boss on your job that demeans you every chance that they get? Are you praying for the dope dealer in the neighborhood? Are you praying, praise be unto God, for any and everyone who dislikes you? Praise God, are you praying for them? The word tells us to pray for our enemies, praise be unto God. It not just says pray for the enemies, but to love them. We are to love them with the love of the Lord. I have a caller that wishes to speak. Praise God, your last four digits are 1816. Good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, Apostle. I'm good. How are you?
Blessed, prophetess. I'm blessed. You said you're good already. I'm sorry. Bless
yeah,
God.
That's all right. Amen.
Amen. What's on your heart this morning, darling?
You know, what you're saying is good and is very important because even though the Bible called Job, I'm saying he prayed for his friends, they were the ones mocking him and saying, what have you done, and accusing him of things. So if we go back to Jesus, when Jesus was up there, he said, Father, forgive them, which was a prayer, because they know not what they do. So when we pray for our enemies and when we pray for those who have done us wrong, it also releases us from having issues in our hearts, such as bitterness, unforgiveness, things that would be a hindrance to what God wants to do. So it's a twofold thing. We're also praying, and God will deal with it. but it releases us from holding things against people in our heart as well. So, you know, like you were saying, it's very important to pray for our enemies, to love those who are unlovable, because that's what God did when he went to the cross. And he sacrificed. He sacrificed for us, and we were wretches undone. So if Jesus could do that for us, then we too have to do that for other people. Who are we to think that we can't forgive people or pray for people when God forgives us and all about me? I can always talk about me. When he forgive us, forgive me and all of my mess, who am I not to pray and let go of what other people have done? Because if it wasn't for grace, God help me. So it's very important, like you said, that we, you know, we operate, and it's important to pray all the time. So I was just chiming in on that piece you were talking about right there.
And I appreciate it. I appreciate it so very much. And I love the when you brought out the scripture about praying, how Jesus prayed on the cross. He prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. He prayed for them in the midst of what was happening to him. And how hard it would be, how hard it would be for us in the midst of something terrible happening to us that we pray for the person that is doing it to us. You know, just imagine what that would be like. I'm like, Father, only you, Lord God. There's no way that we are able to do this without having God in our heart, without having the love of God, without having the understanding of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We would be unable to perform such an act as praying for others that are using us, that are hurting us. It's not in our human nature to do so. What do you think about that, Prophetess?
You are 100% correct. It calls for us to get out of the flesh, which is what God wants anyway, and to be spiritual. There's no way in the natural someone is persecuting you, mocking you, spitting on you, and doing all the things that Jesus endured, and yet he was praying for them without him being led by the Spirit of the living God. There's no other way that could happen. And it's the same for us. There's no way. And see, God is very strategic even in calling us to pray, because he knows that prayer is going to shift our spiritual life, is going to shift our heart, is going to shift our thinking, because it truly takes the Spirit of God to pray for somebody who is stabbing you in the back, to pray for somebody who has talked about you, to pray for somebody who you've done nothing but show love and they've done nothing but be hateful to you, like Job. I mean, Job was, he called them friends. But they were the ones who were talking about him and coming against him and saying, well, you did something. It had to be something going on that you did all of this. And, I mean, his own wife said, curse God and die.
Yes, yes.
But yet he prayed. He prayed for these people who were coming against him, because it took him to another realm of the spirit, which is where we have to go to understand that it's not even about us. That there's a bigger picture here, God, and I'm here for a purpose, so I have to remain spiritual. So Jesus had to remain spiritual to fulfill his assignment. He said, Father, not my will, but your will be done, because he said, Lord, I want you to take this away from me. And he was Jesus Christ. So if he felt that, surely he knows we're going to feel the same, but he gave us a key. Pray.
Absolutely.
Pray for those who despitefully use you. Pray for those who done you wrong. Pray for those who have not shown you the love of God. And like you said, it definitely requires, because in our own human flesh, it's like, oh, forget you. Let's be real.
That's right.
We know we don't do that. We don't do that because of the grace of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, beloved, I want you to know, if you're on this radio show, if you're on here, that you have been called to pray. Let me, I have another caller. Praise God. Let's bring that caller in. Your last four digits are 8429. Good morning, beloved.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. Listen, I want to piggyback off of that, what she was saying, they despitefully use you. That even times that your family do it to you and that
yes.
that you still got to pray for them. You still
yes.
got to say, God, whatever is going on in the family bloodline, God, we curse it. Because a lot of times mm-hmm. we deal with stuff with the family, and they use you, they abuse you, they don't want to follow you as a leader and all of that. And it comes back to when they make that phone call to you and say, can you pray for me?
Mm.
And you like, why am I going to pray for you when I know how you did me? But you got to
Come
understand
on.
That this is God. Your assignment is what God has called you to, and he called you to your family.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of times I look and I say, why should I pray for them? But then God convict me because he said, who
mm-hmm.
I called you to be, I chose you, I qualified you. No matter what you're dealing with, you still got to pray for them.
Yes.
And even leaders, and I'm going to use this, Apostle, because you'll realize who I am in a minute. when you came to the conference and I walked around you, before I prayed for you, because God didn't tell me to pray right then, I had to walk away and do other people, and then I came back to
mm-hmm.
you close to the end, and I said, and God told me to ask you one question: when the last time that you had the fire? When the last time you felt the zeal of God?
Yes.
And he had me pray for you, and he said pray for her now, and when I prayed for you, The fire that I had inside of me went to you, and God allow you to feel the zeal and the fire all over again.
Yes, sir.
So,
I remember.
And so I'm telling you, when we pray, we can't only not, you know, be selfish to pray for us. We have and our family. We have to pray for leaders too, because you never know what
Absolutely.
That leader needs from you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Thank you so much, man of God. Thank you for your input and your comments. And thank you even now for the prayer that you prayed for me several years ago. Thank you. And that fire was something. I'm telling you, I was on fire for God knows how long. And as you can hear, I'm on fire today. Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for your
You're
obedience.
Welcome.
Amen. So, saints of God, as we said, if you're on this line, you have been called to pray. You have been called to pray. God designed us for prayer. He designed us for it. We are to pray for one another. We are to pray for families. We are to pray for our cities, our states, our country. We are to pray for other nations. And there will be those that God gives certain burdens to, you know, in praying that you may pray for something in a different manner than I pray for it. Praying for the leaders, praying for first responders, praying for the poor, praying for the wealthy, praying for the unsaved. There are so many things that we have to be praying for that when the word tells us to pray continuously, we shouldn't have any problem doing so, praise be unto God, because of the fact that there is so much to pray for. There's times when you're going to have your own individual prayer in your prayer closet. There are times when you're going to gather together on a prayer line and pray on that line. You'll be gathered sometimes in each other's homes and pray together with your family or with the men's group or the women's group or your teens, however it is. But there's always a time and a space to pray, always. Acts 2 and 42 says, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing the Lord's Supper, including the Lord's Supper, and to pray. all the believers devoted themselves to do this. And if you are a believer, you are called to pray. You are called to pray. And I definitely love it when the apostle pointed out the fact of praying for leaders. This is so vitally important. There's so much that goes on in the life of the leader, leading and guiding and praying, sacrificing, et cetera, et cetera. And there are times when their congregation, other members of the clergy may not be praying for them. Your family members are not praying. And they take on a lot. And it's easy for them to succumb to the pressure, become depressed, heavily burdened, caring so much for everybody else. And who is praying for them? Thanks to God, I implore you, please pray for your leaders. Pray for your
Amen. Apostle,
leaders.
If I might chime in with you.
Go right ahead, honey.
When the man of God, Pastor Ricky, was talking about, he said something about putting aside our own needs. So when we go, and I'm not saying we don't pray for ourselves because we do, but we want to look at another key. How many times in the Bible did you read about Jesus praying for himself?
Come on now.
He asked for strength. He asked for strength. He sought God for his will, for God's will.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to the scripture that you talked about in Job. The Bible didn't say when Job prayed for himself, God restored. It said when he prayed for his friends, then God gave him a double portion.
Mm-hmm.
So this
Amen.
Is a key. It's not that we don't pray for ourselves. It's not that we don't, because we have to pray for ourselves as well. But there's a key here it requires us to crucify self, to go pray for other people in the midst of having needs of your own. But when we understand that as we are about our Father's business, because that was the concept Jesus had. He told them, I must be about my Father's business. It wasn't about him. He knew God was going to take care of him as he took care of the Father's business. So this is another thing that we must get beyond ourselves. Yes, we pray for our needs. Yes, we pray for the things that we need in our life. But we should spend a lot more time praying for others, praying for, like you said, our nation, praying for our leaders, because Jesus was the greatest and is the greatest intercessor. So we, too, are intercessors. A lot of people say I'm not called to intercession, but I beg to differ. We are all called to pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your gift may not be mine, but we are all called to pray for this nation. We should be praying for our leaders. If you're praying for your family, that's intercession. If you're praying for anything and anybody outside of you. So this is a key. And David also was one who was key in prayer. He sought the Lord for God's will for his life. He inquired. David inquired of the Lord. He inquired of the Lord. So this is another key that we must think about in prayer, is praying for others, because this is the key. Because God said, the Bible said, Job received double when he prayed for his friends. So that tells me when I pray for others, when I pray for my enemies, and I show the love of God to those who have told me to curse God and die, for those who have told me to turn my back, who have ridiculed me and made fun of me, it said then he received double. Not when he prayed and asked God to restore him. Not when he had his pity party, because he did have a pity party for a minute.
Yes, he did.
But he came out of it. So this is another key, is when we pray for others. When we put ourselves aside, like Jesus did, we put ourselves on the cross and say, no matter what you say and do to me, I'm going to stand in the gap. Can God use you? Can God tell you to pray for somebody else? Because we are agents in this earth and vessels for God. It is only through us that God's will be manifest in this earth. So while we praying for ourselves all the time, there's a whole world out here dying. So God is calling us to sometimes be led by him and sacrifice ourselves and go and stand in the gap. and war on behalf of somebody else. There is no way you can war and go on behalf of somebody else because God has led you and God not take care of you. There is no way
God
is not going to supply your needs when you are out here on the battlefield for him, interceding and doing his work on this earth as he's called us to do. So the question is, can God count on us? Can he depend on us? Can we put aside our own needs, our own wants, our own desires, and be about our Father's business? Because Jesus is our greatest example, and that's what he said. He said, I must be about my Father's business. So that, I just wanted to add in while we're on this topic this morning. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And listen, you brought back a memory of mine when you were saying about putting yourself aside and we're praying for others. And I remember this happened years ago when I was at a member of EDD, East Baltimore Deliverance Church. And our pastor at that time, Pastor Carolyn Sewell, she had asked us to stand up, as she mentioned, the different problems or trials, the different situations that she had heard from other people throughout the week. And she said, if you dealt with any of this, please stand up. And she began to list these different things. I can't remember what they were right now. And she lists about 15 different things that she had received calls from with people with issues. Well, Prophetess, I want you to know, I stood up for 13 of those 15 things that things had gone on in my life. However, I was totally unaware of it because of the fact I was so busy praying for other people that I was not concentrating on what went on in my life, and God was taking care of my needs while I was doing the will of the Father. And that thing blew me away that day. And I said that day, if I had been concentrating on me and my needs alone, I would have been a basket case that week. Because, like I said, everything she was saying, now that you mention it, I did deal with that. Now that you mention it, that did happen in my life. Well, oh, my God. You know, totally unaware of the stuff because of the fact that I wasn't my primary concern. Everything else that God had before me, the people that he had before me, praying for others, going and taking care of whatever had to be taken care of. And it showed me how much God cared about me. God wants us, as we are praying, and as we are taking care of the needs, he does not want us broken down, failing, bent out, broken, bent out of shape, not capable of doing the assignment. God has not given us an assignment that we cannot accomplish. So God takes care of us as we are doing what he has assigned us to do. He literally is taking care of us. So I thank you for that because it tells us, die to yourself. Put yourself aside. And yes, saints of God, we can pray for ourselves, just as the woman of God says, we can pray. But let that not be your primary reason for going to God every day, all day. He's given us too many things to pray for, too many things. Amen.
Yes.
And please understand also, saints of God, that prayer, even though it's our form of communication with God, it is the solution to what it is that we need. It is the solution. And in Jeremiah 33:3, the word says, ask me, and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. Ask me, and I will let you know about things to come. Luke 11:9-10 says, and so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. So if God's people, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, one of my favorite scriptures, then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. Now, saints of God, I want you to hear this. He's saying, if we are his people and called by his name, okay, we are his. He said, we are called by his name. We are to humble ourselves. We are to pray. We are to seek his face. And we are to turn away from our wicked ways. These are requirements for this prayer. That's what we are to do. And he said, if you do that, I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive you. I will forgive your sins. I will restore your land. He will be attentive to every prayer that comes forth. Prayer is a solution. It is a solution to everything that we have going on in our life. It is a solution. And I thank God for that. I thank God for it. He, again, he did not leave us out here homeless and helpless. He didn't. He's watching out for us. He's covering us. He's keeping us. Excuse me. He's keeping us. Pastor Richie, is there something that you would like to say on that? Oh, I may not have him back on. Okay, that's fine. Amen, amen. All right, thank you, God, once again. Yes.
I thought I heard someone. This is good. Yeah, I think he's still on. He just sent me a text message, but
yes, I'm still
Apostle,
on. I'm still on.
Oh, okay. Let me say this, Pastor, and then you can jump right in as well. One of the things, as you were talking, Apostle, we are God's agents, so we can see ourselves as his agents in this earth, and it's so bigger in us. So while we're praying, I'm not dismissing that we have needs, as we've said, but while we're praying for our needs, God may have assigned you to pray for a nation that needs change.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look at the bigger picture, because while we're praying for us alone, there's a whole nation out here that God says, okay, I called you to pray for that nation so that things could turn around. And to the whole nation, they're depending on the prayers of Apostle Etta Banks. But because Apostle mm-hmm. is praying for her new car, she missed the assignment. Because remember, it's always about the assignment. So if we would look at it, it's so much bigger than us. It's never about us. When Jesus went, it was not about him. He's already Messiah. He's already victorious. He didn't have to go to the cross. He went to the cross for us. So he did not focus on his needs. He was focused on a bigger picture, and that was the redemption of this entire world. What if Jesus had said, Lord, I'm tired. I need you to soothe my hurts and pains right now. Lord, I don't feel like doing this. Could you take this away? He did say, Father, can you take this cup from me? But then he also said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will
not
be done.
Will.
And he continued the assignment. So what if Jesus has been selfishly, and I'm saying this not to say we're selfish when we pray for ourselves, but what if Jesus was only focused on his personal needs? What if he was only focused on, okay, God, you know, hey, Judas is my betrayer. And or he said he could have called a host of angels, but he didn't, because he understood the assignment was bigger than him. He did what he did for the entire world to be redeemed. So he put himself aside, and I think that's a place that we have to get to, and it's a process, and it's in this constant crucifixion, that we put aside ourselves, that we deny ourselves. If we want to be followers of Christ, what did he say? Pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. So that's part of our job as prayer warriors, is to deny ourselves, Crucify us, Father. It ain't about me right now. There's a whole world out here that needs prayer. It ain't about me right now. The nation, the city of Baltimore needs prayer, and I'm the one that you're using to be the vessel, to be an agent of change in Baltimore. Lord, it ain't about my needs right now. There's a bigger picture here, God. You gonna, God got our back. God gonna take care of us, but He wants to know if we are willing to stand in the gap and crucify ourselves, deny ourselves, and be about what He says, and let Him tell us what to pray, who to pray for, because the enemy uses every trial and tribulation in our life when it's coming from the enemy, because God allows it, but it comes as distractions, but God uses it to draw us closer to Him, because if we didn't have any issues, we probably would not pray the way we pray. Amen? Let's be real.
Amen. Amen.
But he
uses
the enemy will throw these distractions up to get us all focused on our real assignment. But we have to stay focused. We have to remain on our assignment. And that is we have to remain in prayer. It is only in the place of prayer that we will remain spiritual and we can crucify this flesh and let the Spirit of the living God lead us and take us past how we feel at the moment. Because the truth, Apostle, right now, I got 5 million things going on in my personal life, but my assignment today ain't about what's going on in my life right now. It's about being a blessing to whoever I can be a blessing to while we on this call and whatever else God calls me to do. So, you know, we first partakers of the word, and I'm first partaker of it today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I do have another caller that's calling in. Just one moment, please. Caller, your number is 3149. Good morning, beloved. How are you?
Hey,
Lady Donna, how are you?
It's time for you to hit that key, woman of God. to go over time. Oh, my Lord,
my
I'm looking
goodness.
At you. Can you hit the key, Apostle?
I don't know if I can extend it from here, but I'll see what I can do. Go ahead.
All right, because last week, woman of God, I know I asked my question, like, at the end. But did you notice, woman of God, that it did go overtime last week? Did you notice that?
Yes. The only thing is when it goes overtime without me scheduling the time, that portion that's overtime is not recorded. That's the only thing. We can talk on. It's just that after 10 o'clock, it's not recorded. And I'm going to have to start putting my time in for longer time. Go ahead, love. What is it you wanted to share?
I'm going to try. Mother, I'm going to try to make it brief. I'm going to try to make it brief, but the woman of God ahead of me, she just said so many things that I really wanted to say. And back to what you were saying, it's all about the Father's business, woman of God. I'm looking at the clock. It's about God's business. Amen. And just like you were saying, woman of God, God causes us to bring to solutions into this world through prayer, through praying, through praying for others. And just like the woman of God was saying about the selfishness, then let me just also reiterate this fact. The anointing is not for us. It's for others. God anoints us to pray for others just like Jesus did. And it goes back to the love of God. The love of God. The love of God. God's love. He is the example for God to love the world, John 3:16, that he gave.
Yes.
He gave. He gave because of his love. He gave. And because he wants us to do the same, to give to others solutions of praying for them to have answers to the problems, to the situations, and to the circumstances. God, but he wants us to care about others' problems, because we can pray and it will be me, me, me. I want this. Lord, do this for me. It will all be selfishness. But it's not about me getting this and me getting that and me praying for this and getting it and getting it. Because if it all would be about me, 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 my family, you know, because everything will be on us doing all that. The bottom line is God gives. God gave Jesus for the world. And he wants us to do the same, to pray and to intercede for the world.
Yes.
I'm just going to wrap it up with that. He wants us to focus on bringing the solution through prayer to the earth, because God can fix everything. But he wants us to care about each other. You talked about many years ago, caring for one another, and woman of God. And that's what it's all about, relationships. First and foremost, vertically with Daddy, Abba Father, and then horizontally with one another. If I'm caring about you, praying for you, the Father's pleased. I'm going to just stop right there. And the other thing, but the next Christian woman of God, we got to teach the kids. We got to teach them how to pray. We got to teach them, because they're going through situations, too. They're going through situations in elementary school. Teach the elementary school kids how to pray. Teach the elementary school. Teach the middle school kids how to pray. They need to be praying for the problems.
Absolutely.
They have problems. They have problems in high school. They got problems in college.
Yeah.
But they can be praying. The kids can be praying for these problems. Who will teach them? And me, Lord. I'm willing to go.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Jesus. That's all right, beloved. That's all right. Amen. Amen. Thanks to God. This is that was Lady Donna, and she's a teacher in the public schools. And so she sees and hears a lot of things. And so she has a heart for our youth, a heart for our youth. And just last week, I believe it was, on our church's prayer line, one of my parents told us about in the 1 week in the school, and this is middle school. Yeah, this was middle school. Within 1 week, a young girl was found or caught performing oral sex on a boy in the school. Another student who is a cutter, who has a lot of problems, mental disturbances, and he cuts himself. And this is how he releases his stress, cutting himself. I forgot what the third child did, but this was all in 1 week in this school. And this woman's heart, you know, she just went before God for the students. Thanks to God, please, as Lady Donna was saying, we cannot take our call to prayer lightly. We mentioned the different things and the different places and the different people that we can pray for. Pray seriously for our babies. There are children that are being molested before they're a year old. They're being molested. There are the disturbances, mental disorders, physical conditions, bullying, all kinds of things going on with our children, and we go about our adult life and forget that our children are dealing with adult-like trials and tribulation. They are dealing with this stuff and not telling us as their parents, as their pastor, as an uncle or an aunt. Don't take lightly when a child comes to you and reveals a secret to you. take lightly. And when you don't know what's going on, you don't have to know what's going on. All you have to do is start praying. Pray for these babies. It's absolutely important. It's necessary. Well, beloved, look, my time has run out. I love all of you immensely. Pastor Richie, thank you for joining us. Prophetess Kim, thank you for chiming in. Lady Donna, thank you for being with us this morning and sharing your thoughts and words of wisdom and so forth. Saints, meet us back here again next Saturday morning. Meet us back here again at 9 a.m. Invite someone else to come along with you. We're going to continue this conversation on prayer. God is not letting, has not released me to change the subject or the topic as of yet. So we will be speaking about prayer, the importance of it, the different types of prayer, whatever it is God brings on our heart, that's what we will be talking about. I implore you again, please invite somebody else. Once again, this is Apostle Etta Banks, your host here today on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. God bless you all.
God bless you.
God bless
her. Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life, Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for not sharing.